The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Ibrahim Kwarten. In the headlines, National Executive of Zongo Caucus of NDC confer with two top Muslim spiritual leaders as they embark on door-to-door campaign. NPP asks Muslims to rally behind it for victory in December. Agbogbomefia of Asogli State, Togbe Afede blames bad leaders for poverty and underdevelopment in Africa. Upper West Regional Minister says he will not be influenced to stop police from prosecuting traffic offenders. And Cote d'Ivoire opens airspace with Ghana following closure last week after deadly attack. First, the summary by George Asikri.
The national coordinator of the NDC Zongo Caucus, Alhaji Yusuf Kaftan, says the NDC government, in its quest to prioritize education, is currently paying Arabic teachers in Ashanti and Greater Accra regions. The exercise, he said, will be extended to English and Arabic schools in other regions. Alhaji Kaftan said this when the caucus paid a courtesy call on the National Chief Imam and the Chief Imam of the Al-Sunnah wa Jamal to seek Allah's intervention from the two spiritual leaders as they prepare to embark on door-to-door campaign to win vote for the NDC in the upcoming elections. The flag bearer of the NPP, Nana Dankwa Akufo-Addo, has called on Muslims to vote for the NPP to win the upcoming elections. Addressing Muslim communities at Esiako as part of his Restoration of Hope tour in Upper West Achim, Nanado said the NPP is the only party that ensures that there is ethnic balance in the choice of presidential candidates and running mates. The Agbogbomefia of Asogli State, Togbe Afede, says leaders in developing countries play up tribal and other differences among the people instead of uniting them. Speaking at a grand deba in Hu to climax this year's Yam Festival of the Chiefs and People of Asogli State, Togbe Afede also blamed the level of poverty and dispute in Africa on bad leadership. The Upper West Regional Minister Alhaji Hamidu Sulemana says he will not be influenced to stop the police from prosecuting traffic offenders. Addressing members of Road Transport Organization in the region, the regional minister appealed to residents of Wa to cooperate with the police to enforce traffic laws. And reports from the office of the Ivorian President Alhassane Ouattara say Cote d'Ivoire will today reopen its airspace with Ghana after closing its border following deadly attacks last week. A statement from the presidency said land and maritime borders will, however, remain closed.
Radio Ghana, investigative radio at its best.
The news in detail. The national executive of the Zongo Caucus of the National Democratic Congress, NDC, has paid a courtesy call on the National Chief Imam and the Chief Imam of the Ahli Sunnah wal Jamaa in Accra. The visit was to seek Allah's intervention from the two spiritual leaders as they prepare to embark on a door-to-door campaign to win votes for the NDC in the upcoming general elections. The national coordinator of the caucus, Alhaji Yusuf Kaftan, noted that the NDC government, in its quest to prioritize education, is currently paying Arabic teachers in most English and Arabic schools in the Greater Accra and Ashanti regions and will soon be extended to other regions. We bring you the details.
He said education remains the bedrock and surest means of developing the human resource base of every country, and that government in its effort is providing and making basic education accessible to all. He urged the electorate to vote massively for President John Mahama, who has promised jobs, peace, progress, stability and development. The Deputy National Coordinator of the Zongo Caucus, Alhaji Baba Sharif, who is also the Deputy National Organizer of the NDC, said the legacy of the late President John Evans Atta-Mills to invest in Ghanaians and create jobs will be continued by President John Dramani Mahama. He said the NDC, under the leadership of President Mahama, will continue to deliver on its promise of the Better Ghana agenda. Alhaji Sharif said the party over the past 3.5 years has demonstrated its commitment to improving social, economic and political infrastructure of the country. He said Ghana will continue to live in peace and maintain its internationally acclaimed status as a beacon of democracy and peace in Africa. Alhaji Sharif promised a hajj-free pilgrimage this year, saying government will always ensure that Hajj is successful. The National Chief Imam Sheikh Dr. Osman Husharabutu said politicians must put the interests of Ghanaians and Ghana first in all their endeavors and desist from making unguarded statements which have the tendency to destabilize the country. Sheikh Usman Husharbu also prayed for peace to prevail in the country before and after the elections.
A news desk report. The flag bearer of the MPP, Nana Adudankwa Akufo-Addo, has called on the Muslim community to rally behind the MPP to claim victory come December. He said the MPP is the only party in Ghana with the Muslims at heart. It is for this reason that the party always makes sure that it has ethnic balance in the choice of presidential candidates and running mates. Nana Addo was addressing the Muslim community at Esioko as part of his restoration of hope tour to Upper West Achim in the Eastern Region.
Nana Addo began his tour with a visit to some churches in the constituency. He visited the Nippon Methodist Church, Apostolic and Presbyterian churches to commit the campaign in the hands of God. He asked the church to pray for a peaceful election. He said no violence should be recorded in the name of elections. The MPP flag bearer once again asked God to touch the hearts of those responsible for the election to give a level playing field to all the political parties.
This year is an election year in Ghana. We don't want any violence this year. Let's pray to God to maintain the peace in the country. God should also touch the hearts of those responsible for the elections to give a level playing field to all the political parties so that winners and losers alike will accept the results.
After seeking God's guidance, Nana Addo later visited the Isioko Zongo community where he conferred with the imam for prayers. Nana Addo asked the Muslim community to discard rumors that the MPP is not for Muslims. He said the MPP is the only political party in Ghana that have Muslims at heart. It is for this reason that a party always makes sure it has religious balance in the choice of presidential candidates. He reiterated his promise to establish a Zongo community fund to take care of their needs. Nana Addo again touted his free SHS to create more jobs and revive the NHIS. The NPP flag bearer later visited the Isioko Hene Berima Kwame Ofori. The chief said the town has no JHS and a training college coupled with a bad road network and lack of jobs. Nana Addo gave them a listening ear but added that he can only help them if he is given the mandate. He therefore asked the people to vote massively for him and the parliamentary candidate Eugene Saki to alleviate their sufferings.
Brighton Tramas report. And now to the PPP. The nationwide campaign tour of the Progressive People's Party continues as the flag bearer, Dr. Pakwesi Indom, yesterday made a stopover at Ejusu in the Ashanti region. He greeted the outdooring of the PPP parliamentary candidate of the constituency and also interacted with the people on development of the area. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the deputy communications director of the party, Samuel Ampa, said Dr. Indom's recent tour of the western region successfully ended at the Ahanta West constituency, where the flag bearer expressed disappointment at the deplorable state of the region despite the oil find there.
Dr. Indum in the evening spent some time at a brief in the Ahanta West constituency. And then over there he met the chiefs and people of Abra in the Ahanta West region. And he told them that today the western region has oil, but currently the people of the western region are not benefiting from the oil find in the region. And that the PPP has already made a promise to the chiefs and people of western region that when it comes to power, a greater percentage of the oil money will be invested in the western region. He said the petrochemical industry that is supposed to come when an oil find is made will come to the western region so that a lot more jobs will be created in the western region.
So we didn't make any stop at the central region as planned?
No. The central region, we didn't stop. We continued straight on to Ashanti region.
Okay, so is he currently in the Ashanti region now?
Currently, Dr. Indom is in the Ashanti region. Our parliamentary candidate for the Ejusu constituency is launching his campaign this afternoon. And that we are currently at Ejusu. Thousands of people have gathered here to witness the campaign launch of the parliamentary candidates for the area. And Dr. Indom has been engaging in one-on-one conversation with the people and trying to find out exactly what their problems are, because he believes that the people, he needs to understand exactly what their problems are, and then he could assure them of some sort of solution when he's voted into power.
And how is the reception of the people in the Ashanti region?
It's awesome. I mean, the people of Ashanti region are saying that they have indeed wasted their vote. They have been voting the pattern for a certain political party. I mean, they have voted for the NDC. They've also voted for the NPP. But the things that they expect to see, the wealth creation, the jobs that they are expecting to see, are not what it's being felt. Dr. Indumo continues from the Ashanti region to the Brong-Ahafo region, as he will make some stops in Akebubu on Monday and then continue on to Accra by Tuesday.
Deputy Communications Director of PPP, Samuel Ampa. A businessman, Eric Kofi Kwachi Dafo, has won the Nkoko parliamentary primaries on the ticket of the MPP to represent the party in the 2012 elections. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Dafo promised to bring the losing candidates together to pursue the development of Nkoko.
It was by the grace of God and also by my long and very strong association with the rank and file of the party.
You won by 191 votes to beat the incumbent MP Seth Ajay Bar. He was independent. How are you going to ensure that you use your victory to unite the rank and file of the party?
I've already started. Unity is crucial. Yesterday, I started by visiting all the affront. I couldn't get Seth Ajay Bar because unfortunately, he had gotten back to Accra. But I've gone to Okeche Dusa, I've gone to Toya Joyce, Fuku Boateng, I've gone to Kwabena Okechiri, and Vida too had gone to Koforidua when I went to her. So I'm starting with unity to unite the aspirants and their supporters. And by that, I hope to bring the party to one table to sit down and plan well for the elections ahead of us.
But Mr. Okeche Dusa, who is a former MP for the area, had 186 votes, which means you beat him by only 5 votes. And the sitting MP, Mr. Seth Ajay Bar, had only 26 of the votes. Now, let's look at these statistics. 186-25. Don't you think Mr. Okeche Edusa must be peeved again? 25 votes for Mr. Seth Ajay Bar. Don't you think once again that there will be some sort of pain in him, which will make it impossible for the two of them to throw their support solidly behind you?
Well, it shouldn't be a difficulty, because the delegates decided to vote that way. And in competitions such as this, there will definitely be pain for those who lose. And for those of us who were lucky to win, it is said that you must be magnanimous in victory. So I think it must play out. People will be pained, others will enjoy. But we need to come together to face the reality on the ground, and that is the elections ahead of us.
Nkoko has been one of the safest seats for the MPP, but you'd agree that it still lacks behind in development. How are you going to ensure that the people of Nkoko get the benefits of your victory?
Well, I don't think there's any magic to be performed. We will have to rely on the central government. The whole of Ghana lacks a lot of development, infrastructure-wise. Everything has lagged behind. So I believe we are going to dovetail our demands into the manifesto of Nana Addo Akufo-Addo. And I believe with the whole of Ghana rallying behind him, we will get our fair share.
Parliamentary candidate of the MPP for the Nkoko constituency, Eric Kofi Kwachi Dafo. And now moving on, President John Dramani Mahama has arrived in New York for the 67th UN General Assembly meeting. The president is expected to be a key contributor on the subject of rule of law, which will be discussed at a high-level meeting when the session opens today. This is the president's first official UN engagement since he assumed the high office. The UN General Secretary Ban Ki-moon said the meeting will be one of the busiest ever, as over 100 world leaders are attending. President Mahama is also expected to attend other important meetings, including the Clinton Global Initiative, since its establishment in 2005 by former U.S. President Bill Clinton. The initiative has assembled global leaders to find solutions to the world's present challenges. The MP for Aguna East, John Kwesi Ejiagbin, has appealed to his supporters to remain calm in the face of political intimidation and threats from some political leaders in the constituency. He said no amount of intimidation and slanderous acts could stop him from ensuring that the people of Aguna East get their fair share of development from him as MP. Mr. Ejiagbin made this known to newsmen in reaction to last Friday's incident where the District Chief Executive DCE for Aguna East, Martin Luther Obin, allegedly stopped him from inaugurating a three-classroom block at Aguna Kwanyaku. The MP said election violence would not help the country to consolidate its democratic processes, but rather retard its progress. Mr. Ejiagbin advised supporters to base their campaign on issues instead of insults and other acts that could slim the chances of the party in the December polls. He said Ghanaians need a government which will improve their living standards through good policies and programs, adding that the new patriotic party will form such a government and urge the people to vote the party into power. The MP urged Ghanaians to brace themselves up to vote massively for Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo in the December elections to help implement his free SHS education policy. The chiefs and people of Achimedukrom near Kibi in the Eastern Region have honored the Minister for Local Government and Rural Development, Samuel Ofosuanpofu, with the royal title Edimafo for his contribution towards the development of the community. The chief of the town, Berima Oponfori, praised the minister for ensuring the tarring of the road leading to the town and supporting the building of a classroom block for the Achimedukrom Municipal School, where the minister started his education, and also contributing to the construction of a steel bridge across River Brim. We bring you the details.
Mr. Ofosuanpofu said, contrary to speculations that the school feeding program is collapsing, the number of beneficiaries had increased from 740,000 to 1,600,000 school children during the almost 4 years rule of the NDC. He said government had also constructed 2,500 new school blocks and called on the youth not to abandon schooling for illegal mining. Mr. Ofosuanpofu called on Ghanaians to uphold the extended family system to ensure effective training of children and social security for the people. Mr. Ofosuanpofu presented 60,000 Ghana cedis donated to him by his friends and DCEs from the Eastern, Volta and Central regions who attended the event as seed capital for an endowment fund. The fund is to support brilliant but needy school children from the town to complete their education. Some of his friends at the event contributed another 16,000 Ghana cedis towards the fund. Mr. Ofosuanpofu donated 8 sewing machines to 8 women in the town who had completed dressmaking apprenticeship, and 3 sewing equipment, 3 cameras and instant photo printing machines to the community for the training of the people under the local enterprise skills development program.
A news desk report. A member of the Founders' Day Planning Committee, Bernard Mona, says Ghana is still not developed because she is tied to foreign aid. According to him, the development plan instituted by Dr. Kwame Nkrumah is still relevant and charged political parties to buy into that agenda. Mr. Mona added that parochialism has led to the lack of strong national development plan after Dr. Nkrumah's rule. He therefore called for a viable national development plan to ensure economic growth. Mr. Mona was speaking on GTV's current affairs program, Talking Point.
So if you come today, but we have to do refurbishment and what we call renovation of that project, and Ghanaians are not competent enough by our standards, we have to go to China to bring Chinese to come and do it. It tells you the extent to which we have degenerated in our quest to ensure sufficiency and indeed to use the Ghanaian ingenuity for our own economic and social advancement. So it's not just a question of a development plan, but it's a question about belief and confidence in your own self, and this is introduced in the southern
An alumnus of the Kwame Nkrumah Ideological Institute, TN Ward Brew, says the high unemployment in the country is due to the destruction of the industrial foundation initiated by Dr. Nkrumah.
The one I hear some people talking about industrialization, I say, how are you going to do it? You have already destroyed the foundations, you have destroyed the people who have been trained specialists in other countries and worked together, who are running, you can see everything is running well. So when they end up with oil and the people love the country, institution, a huge vacuum. That's the reason why we are now having a vicious unemployment cycle. We don't know how to handle.
That was an alumnus of the Kwame Nkrumah Ideological Institute, TN Ward Brill. The director of party education of CPP, Kosi Dede, says Ghana cannot expect to grow when it seeks ideas from people who have economic interests in Africa. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana Accra. The major stories. National executive of Zongo Caucus of NDC confer with two top Muslim spiritual leaders as they embark on door-to-door campaign. NPP asks Muslims to rally behind it for victory in December. Agbogbo Mefri of Asokle State told the Afede blames bad leaders for poverty and underdevelopment in Africa. Upper West Regional Minister says he will not be influenced to stop police from prosecuting traffic offenders. And Cote d'Ivoire opens airspace with Ghana following closure last week after deadly attack. Please stay tuned.
Radio Ghana, investigative radio at its best.
You're welcome back. The Agbogbo Mefri of Asokle State, Togbe Afede, has blamed the level of poverty and disputes in developing countries on bad leadership. He said leaders of these countries play up tribal and other differences among their people instead of uniting them for development. Togbe Afede stated this at a Deba in Ho to climax the 2012 Yam Festival of the Chiefs and People of Asokle. We bring you the details.
Togbe Afede said traditional leaders should be selfless and contribute to national development, and criticized the sale of community lands by some chiefs, as well as the use of state resources for personal gains by politicians. The chief regretted that African youth had become pawn of politicians and observed that while in some other countries, students are so gripped by thoughts to contribute to society when out of school, in Ghana, tertiary students are entangled by politics. Togbe Afede said Ghanaian youth believe that the surest way to acquire wealth is through politics. He reiterated his call for the rapid integration of the African continent into an economic bloc.
That was a news desk report. The wife of that Santehene, Lady Julia Osei-Tutu, has decried increasing rates at which the youth are getting involved in alcoholism and other immoral lifestyles. Such practices, she says, could be detrimental to their health, physical and career development. She therefore called on religious bodies and other stakeholders to work hard to address the situation. Lady Julia said this when the leadership of the Young People's Guild, YPG, of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana paid a courtesy call on her at the Manshia Palace in Kumasi. The Family Ministry Director of the Midwest Ghana Conference, Pastor Maxwell Yao Ntimenchi, has advised parents to control television content and viewing hours of their children. He expressed concern that some television networks portray occultism, witchcraft, alcoholism, and other acts of immorality under the pretext of promoting African culture. Pastor Ntimenchi said this at the launch and implementation of Kids in Discipleship at the Hope SDA Church at Nkwabin in the Sunyani municipality. The Upper West Regional Minister, Alhaji Amidu Silimana, has appealed to residents of Bwa to cooperate with the police in the enforcement of traffic laws. He warned the residents in the region who think they could use him to influence the police to stop prosecuting traffic offenders in the town that they would be deceiving themselves because he would never meet such a demand. Alhaji Silimana was addressing members of road transport organizations operating in the region at a ceremony in the Bwa main lorry park. On the foreign front, Cote d'Ivoire will today reopen its airspace with Ghana after closing its borders last week following a deadly attack. Land and maritime borders will, however, remain closed. This was contained in a statement from the office of President Alassane Ouattara. The decision to reopen the borders came after 48 hours of observation of the movement of people and goods between the two countries. Several people were killed when gunmen attacked an Ivorian army checkpoint in the border town of No. Cote d'Ivoire minister said the gunmen had crossed from Ghana, blaming previous attacks on supporters of ousted President Laurent Gbagbo, who are said to be hiding in Ghana. The leaders of Sudan and South Sudan have held direct talks in the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa aimed at resolving long-running disputes. President Omar al-Bashir and his counterpart Salva Kiir met earlier ahead of long-delayed talks. Differences over borders, oil revenues and the disputed region of Abyei took them to the brink of war in April. The UN has threatened sanctions if the latest talks do not produce a deal. South Sudan seceded from Sudan last year following a long civil war in which 2 million people died, but serious disputes between the two countries remain. spokesman for both negotiating teams said substantial progress had been made on many of the issues. South Korea's presidential hopeful Park Geun-hye, who is the daughter of the country's former leader Park Chung-hee, has apologized for human rights violations committed during her father's rule. Ms. Park is the ruling party's candidate for presidential elections in December. Her father seized power in a military coup in 1961 and ruled until he was assassinated by his spy chief in 1979. He boosted the economy but was accused of ruthlessly crushing dissent and delaying of democratic development. Please stay tuned.
Radio Ghana, investigative radio at its best.
To end the news, the main points again. President John Dramani Mahama will be addressing the 67th UN General Assembly today on the rule of law in Ghana. This is the president's first official engagement since he assumed high office. The national executive of Zungu Caucus have sought Allah's intervention from two Muslim spiritual leaders as they embark on a door-to-door campaign to win votes for the NDC in the upcoming general elections. The flag bearer of the NPP, Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, has called on Muslims to vote for the NPP to win the forthcoming elections. Nana Addo made a call when he addressed the Muslim community at Asioko as part of his restoration of hope tour in Upper West Achim in the Eastern Region. The Agbogbomefia of Asoble State, Tobe Afede, says poverty and disputes in developing countries stem from bad leadership. He stated this at a Deba in Ho to climax the 2012 Yam Festival of the Chiefs and People of Asoble. The Upper West Regional Minister, Amidou Silimana, has appealed to residents of Wa to cooperate with the police in enforcing traffic laws. Cote d'Ivoire will today reopen its airspace with Ghana after closing its borders last week following a deadly attack. The news was presented by Ibrahim Kwatin in Accra.